Podcast 44 is sponsored by WordSprint, helping you stay connected with your tribe.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Podcast number 45. Today, our leadership skill that I want to focus on, and it's one that I constantly think about and constantly work on, and it's about observation. Leaders observe what's going on. The more the leader controls the group, the less effective the results become. And I know that sounds different than you're thinking. I'd like to explore that a little bit in this podcast. We over-control things and we limit the effectiveness of our teams. It's what we do. It's what we've been taught. It's what we've learned. It's what we've observed in others. I'd like to suggest a different paradigm. This is podcast 45, Orchestrating Success. We're converting our passion to profit in all of the forms of that word. HughBallewPodcast.com is where you can find the notes for each of these podcasts. On that page, it lists all the podcasts. And I would encourage you to go there and comment on any of these podcasts. This is a two-way conversation. I'm exposing some ideas to you that hopefully will give you some new paradigms and maybe help you figure out what's going on and what you want to change about what's going on. Leaders impact people's lives. So this thing about observing, my friend and colleague Larry Dill, Reverend, hired me to develop a world-class music program in Huntsville, Alabama. He had already put together a really good team, and we were doing some really creative stuff in this town with a whole lot of engineers, a whole lot of PhDs, and a whole lot of music lovers. When he called to invite me to consider the position, I asked him, I was in Atlanta at the time, I asked him, where is Huntsville? And I really didn't have much awareness of Alabama, except I knew that Louis Grizzard, who had written for the journal Atlanta Constitution for many years, was a columnist and a comedian, used to tell Alabama jokes because that's where he was from. So we, you know, that was part of the shtick. So I moved there, which was a joke on me. I went to check out the position, and after much consideration, I was interviewing for lots of really good positions. I decided to accept this job. I did so because of Larry Dill and his visionary leadership. He showed up as a visionary and passionate leader. That's what I wanted. I wanted to work with somebody that would also not micromanage me, but let me do what I could do. He showed up to empower the skilled members of the team that he had already put in place. He showed up to model the results that he wanted to see. He actually modeled transformational leadership before I fully understood what it was. I can remember sitting in the conference room on numerous occasions, planning programs up to 6 months ahead. The further out we planned, the more creative we could be and the more synergy we could build with this very complex program. During many of these sessions, seemingly insurmountable challenges arose. Larry would ask the team a question and ask them how to solve the problem. He would then sit quietly as the team discussed, debated, and defined the ideas to answer the question that he had posed for us. Finally, at the right moment, Larry would simply and calmly interject his comment, "Okay, I've heard enough. This is what we're going to do." He listened, observed, and processed the information coming forth in that meeting. He had a highly competent team. He didn't control the process or the ideas that were flooding. He, however, remained very much in charge. He demonstrated high competence as a leader. The value of planning as the team can be, as I said before, more creative and more effective. The work is more synergized, more energized, more focused. There's less confusion. And really, there's less destructive conflict because we've set up expectations and carefully recorded those expectations. The paradox in leadership is that by doing less, Larry got more accomplished and helped the team be more productive and more creative. If you are working too hard, maybe doing too much, the first trait of the transformational leader is to define what to let go of. What do you want to take off your plate? If you have too much to do, think about this reverse polarity. Do the opposite. Do less. That seems counterintuitive, Hugh. It goes against the worth ethic that many of us have been taught. Well, let me say this. If it's not working for you, whatever you're doing, maybe it's time to change it. Define what's not working. Write it down. Then define why it's not working before you go and try to solve it. Don't solve it until you understand why. What's causing the problem? Then define all of the possible solutions. What are the potential options that you have? Look for solutions that are similar from that list and then combine those for added strength. Or put them in a sequence, 1, 2, 3, 4. There might be several steps in sequence. Develop an action plan based on what you discover in this process. The final solution might not be what you initially had expected. Remember to think about systems. Transformational leadership is a system. Thinking system, it's not a feeling system, however. How will you approach your team with problem solving? This is Hugh Ballew. I hope this has been of value to you today. Please rate this podcast on iTunes. Please go to hughballewpodcast.com and comment on any of the sessions. Would love to have two-way conversations. I will look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Orchestrating Success, Converting Your Passion to Profit. This session is sponsored by WordSprint. WordSprint is really a mailing, an authority mailing business. They can connect with your tribe, whether it's donors, whether it's customers, whether it's organizations. They are first-class printing operation. They print the magazine that I'm co-publisher for, Nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine. You can find it nonprofitperformance.org, nonprofitperformance.org. They also print our flyers, and we stay in touch with a piece of paper that people can hold in their hand, and it's followed up with an email. Hi, Joe, did you get the magazine that I sent to you yesterday? Be sure to look at the article on page 5. I believe it will give value to you. WordSprint has the most sophisticated systems for donor retention, for client retention, to improve your bottom line with the tribe that depends on you for information. Profit depends on maintaining and building effective relationships. WordSprint is the authority, the best printing, the best touch points, the best systems. Go to wordsprint.com and ask for a free appointment to see how they can improve your bottom line.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.